15. The Temple and Harriman and Market Streets, City of Zion, Temple Lands.
I don't suppose you have any good news for me, Willem?
Vicar Jaspar Clinton, Bishop General of the Order of Schuler and Grand Inquisitor of the Church of God Awaiting, regarded the Archbishop of Changwu with cold, unhappy eyes. His expression was no more cheerful than his eyes, and most members of the Order of Schuler would have felt a cold, solid lump of panic resting in their bellies like a frozen round shot, had Clinton turned those eyes and that expression upon them. If Willem Reyno felt any panic, however, he concealed it well.
"Not, I'm afraid, on the front you're inquiring about, Your Grace," he said with remarkable calm. "The latest reports from Coruscant do indicate that things may be taking a turn in Mother Church's favor there, but they're very preliminary, and like every message from Coruscant these days, rather badly out of date. The shipbuilding programs, in the ice-free ports at least, seem to be proceeding fairly well, although there are still bottlenecks and delays. Earl Thirsk seems to be making excellent progress with his training efforts, and Taro has finally begun its share of the building program. And, of course, I've shared Sea Blanket's reports on the Earl of Corus's suitability to Mother Church's ends."
He smiled faintly.
"None of which touches upon the matter about which you were inquiring, does it, Your Grace?"
"No, Willem, it doesn't."
There might have been a glimmer of respect for Reyno's calm demeanor in the backs of Clinton's eyes. On the other hand, there might not have been, too.
"So why don't you address the point I was raising?"
"Very well, Your Grace." Reyno bowed slightly. "We've had no success since my last report in locating the traitors' families. They appear to have vanished from the face of the world."
"I see."
Clinton seemed unsurprised by Reyno's admission. He leaned back in his chair, gazing across his desk at the Adjutant General of the Order of Schuler, and folded his hands across his belly.
"I imagine you figured out that I'm not very happy about this, Willem," he said with a thin, cold smile.
"Of course I'm aware of that, Your Grace. In fact, I would imagine I'm probably almost as unhappy about it as you are. Would you prefer that I promised you we're making progress on finding them when, in fact, I know we're not?"
Clinton's eyes glittered for a moment, but then his nostrils flared as he inhaled deeply.
"No, I wouldn't prefer that," he acknowledged, and it was true.
One of the reasons he valued Reyno so highly was that the Adjutant General wouldn't lie in an effort to cover his own posterior or failures. Clinton was certain there had been occasions upon which Reyno had managed news by refraining from bringing things to his attention at an inopportune moment. That was quite a different matter, however, from lying outright, and Clinton had encountered more than enough people who were stupid enough to do just that. They didn't seem to consider the fact that sooner or later the Grand Inquisitor would discover the lie, at which point the consequences would be even worse. He had additional reasons for valuing Reyno, though. Among them was the fact that the Archbishop had amply demonstrated his own loyalty. More than that, Clinton knew Reyno was well aware he himself could never aspire to the Grand Inquisitor's chair. He had too many enemies and not enough leverage to overcome them, which meant his present position was as high as he could hope to go, and that he would certainly lose the one he had if Clinton fell from power or withdrew his support, which meant Reyno had every reason to serve his superior with steadfast loyalty. Besides, the Adjutant General was extremely good at what he did. True, Samuel Wilson's family had slipped through his fingers on the very doorstep of Zion, but that wasn't Reyno's fault. He'd had the woman and her brats under surveillance, by no less than 3 of his most trusted inquisitors, all of whom had also disappeared that same evening. Clinton had come to the conclusion that at least one of those inquisitors must, in fact, have been a traitor. Preposterous though that might be, it was the only answer to Lisbeth Wilson's successful disappearance he could come up with. Yet he had personally reviewed the records of all 3 of the missing men. If one of them had turned traitor, nothing anywhere in his file would have suggested that possibility in advance. Clinton certainly hadn't seen anything which suggested to him that Reyno should have seen it coming, at any rate. And the Adjutant General's current failure to locate the families of no less than 3 vicars and 2 archbishops who had made it to Zion, families they knew were almost certainly somewhere under their very noses even now, was extremely unusual. In fact, the Grand Inquisitor could think of only one other occasion in which Reyno had suffered a similar failure.
"So there's been no progress at all?"
"None, I regret to say, Your Grace." Reyno shook his head. "There's been no communication between any of them since they disappeared, and our agents throughout the city haven't turned up a single trace." He paused a moment, then cocked his head. "We could always have Stanton inquire about them."
"No."
Clinton shook his own head instantly.
"We might as well go ahead and ask them ourselves. For that matter, given the fact that we can't find their families, we have to at least consider the possibility that they might slip through our fingers themselves if they thought we were about to pounce."